Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When I walk on by,
B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan. I am Steve Zabin. Yes, that guy who used to be around here. Back again on the airwaves. Thank you to Chris Kynard for letting me get some bullpen innings while guys are out enjoying their bye week. B. Mitch has been an easy ride for me yesterday and today, so hopefully you're enjoying a little change-up to the show. But you guys will be back in the saddle on Monday. Have really not talked Commanders today. We talked about the fact they're going to go overseas next year.
Yeah.
I listened to the junkies give out report cards and grades, and it gave me PTSD thinking about high school and grades and triggering. I'm like, oh, I hate the grading thing. We can get into it. I just figured today on a Friday, it's a bye weekend. Unless you got something specific you want to dig into, let's just leave the Commanders off to the side.
Yeah, they're not playing this week.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, believe me, all the shows on the station have gone over and hashed through
what's happened.
Many, many things. Yeah. And the unfortunate reality is nothing can really be done until we turn the page into the off season.
True.
And I've always had a rule, B. Mitch, and there's been plenty of Redskin seasons in which it was over. Well before it was over.
Yeah.
My rule is always enjoy our football while it's on our plate. We'll have all off season to get into these free agent lists.
Yeah.
And the capologist stuff and the draft.
You
and
saw
everything.
Like me, Zay.
Yeah. So we got football right now. So let's just deal with the football now.
I don't care to talk about all the stuff gonna happen later.
Right.
Deal with it when it happens.
It's too early.
And we don't know any damn way.
No. So let's just it is too early. Yeah. That said, I did go to tankathon.com. Are you aware of that site?
What is it called?
Tankathon.
I've heard of it.
It's basically a website dedicated to printing the standings based on the draft in every sport. So, in other words, if you know your team is ass and all you care about is, well, are we going to be any better next year? Go to tankathon.com and they'll lay it all out for you.
They'll probably destroy your whole mindset.
I did print out, though, the mock draft at tankathon.com going three rounds deep. If you did want to go into this now, again, like I said, you can do this on your own time.
Yeah.
Not going to do it here on the air. But there are a number of teams this weekend you wouldn't mind quietly rooting for to win. Because it will help the Commanders.
Totally.
So if you want to take a note of the teams to root for this weekend, I have those for you here. They include, 2-8 Cleveland versus 2-8 Las Vegas. You're rooting for a tie. You know why? You want both those teams to be ahead of you in the draft, or with more wins, I should say. And a tie is a half win. So
is 2-8 Cleveland against who?
2-8 Vegas.
See,
Commanders are 3-8 right now into the bye. So here's the thing. you want a half win to possibly trip up both teams. If one team wins, that's still a small win for the Commanders because someone is going to climb out of that 2-8 hole. But that's one way to look at it. And then, of course, you want to root for all the other bad teams like Tennessee, the Giants, New Orleans, the Jets, even though it's unlikely that many of those teams are going to win because there's some pretty big spreads out there
totally. This
weekend. There's a lot of lumber, which we're going to hear from the governor and Mike Jones later on. Let me get to college real quick and a pet peeve. So Tankathon.com did a pretty good job of letting me just print the pages they have on their website.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised at how many other websites literally do not ever want you to print out the content you're looking at. It is a nightmare. It is a quagmire most times. You're looking for the little print icon. You're looking for, wait a minute, where can I just want this list. I just want this story.
Yeah.
I don't want the pop-up ads. I don't want the videos. I don't want the pop-unders. I don't want the surveys. I don't want the cookie warnings.
And just I don't want to join your stuff.
Thank you. I ain't joining no club. I'm not subscribing. I'm not doing any of that. And it's so frustrating. I'm like, some of us still want to print it out. I know you're thinking, well, who's going to print it out at home? What are you going to do? Put it on your refrigerator with your kids' pictures they drew at school? I want to have it.
Yeah.
I want to have it in my hand. So I like to have every week a visual one sheet of the mountain of Division I football games. And there's a lot every week because there's 119 D1 programs, maybe more. I haven't checked the number lately, but it's a lot. And luckily for us who like football, they're all on TV somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm old enough to remember where many games, you're like, oh, that game's not on TV. Really? No, not on TV at all. Anywhere. Yeah. You can't get it.
Now you can find them all.
Yeah, you can find them all. And there is a website that prints out the entire rundown of games, but would not let me print it for love nor money. I tried multiple times. I had to do screenshots as JPEGs, and then paste them into a Word document, shrink it down, and here it is. I'm holding it in front of you.
Wow.
I've got the full rundown of games because I just wanted to see. I'm like, okay, where are the big teams? Who are they playing? Who's on a bye this week? What's the landscape? Because this is the pause before the storm.
Yeah.
The rivalry storm is next weekend, starting on Friday, Black Friday, the Egg Bowl, with Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin. By the way, can I get you to weigh in on this ultimatum they've given Lane Kiffin? Like, hey, if you're going to take the LSU job, you got to let us know by the Egg Bowl. Isn't that crazy that this is actually
it's crazy,
a thing?
But I think they want to be able to look. I mean, if you're going to do it, don't make us wait till the end of this stuff and then leave.
I don't blame Ella or Ole Miss. I just think it's crazy that they're poaching coaches on a historic season in the SEC in the middle of the season.
But it's about money these days. Mm-hmm. And I think people get mad at the players. Same thing with the coaches.
Yeah.
Same thing with the schools.
Yeah.
So if everybody else getting cheddar, let the players get cheddar.
Right. So the calm before the storm weekend does have a handful of big games. The biggest one is number 15 USC at number 7 Oregon.
Yeah.
USC is just on the outside edges of making the college football playoff. A win against Oregon up there in Eugene would be massive for them. Missouri is at Oklahoma, number 22 Missouri and number 8 Oklahoma. Again, Missouri's probably too far out of it to get in, but Oklahoma with a bad loss could fall a couple of spots at least.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They could put themselves in jeopardy of being out. We got the Hokies right here on 106.7 The Fan at noon tomorrow. They're hosting number 13 Miami. It's a massive game for Miami because they got a great resume. Many people are saying Miami should already be in, but they're one click out right now at 13.
That's a hell of a spread, though. Minus 18 and a half is a lot.
Right. Even with an interim coach and Franklin waiting in the wings, I would not put it past Virginia Tech to rise up and give Miami problems tomorrow. Mm. Number 11 BYU is at Cincinnati. That is a, even though Cincinnati's not ranked, that is a hard road date for BYU that wants to stay in there. And number 12, Utah, they host K-State. That is a bit more of a cupcake for them. But those are the teams that are right on the edge of the playoff. Number 2, Indiana, bye week. Number 6, Ole Miss, bye week. Number 5, Texas Tech, bye week. Number 19, Virginia, bye week. So they're all off. The cupcakes are Ohio State hosting Rutgers.
Yeah.
Then they get, of course, Michigan in the game. That's at Ann Arbor this year. Number 3, Texas A&M hosts Samford. Cupcake.
Yeah, very.
Number 4, Georgia hosts Charlotte. Cupcake. Nom, nom, nom. Number 9, Notre Dame is at home against Syracuse. That should be a pretty easy game, but it's not a total cupcake. And number 10, Alabama hosts Eastern Illinois because they don't want to really sprain anything before they take on Auburn in the Iron Bowl. Yeah. Auburn is not good this year. They've already fired their coach, but still, it's the freaking Iron Bowl.
They step. They wake up to play that game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have here, if you want to, Xerox. Do we have Xeroxes in the building?
They don't even have a spread for that Alabama Eastern Illinois game.
Not posted?
No spread.
No spread yet?
No.
Spread too big to list?
Well, it has to be higher than minus 44 and a half because that's what I think Ohio State is favored by.
Okay. Okay. But I've got right here, chronologically, by time window, from 12 o'clock, if you really want to be couch-bound tomorrow, and by the way, it's going to be 55 and rainy tomorrow as it is today, according to the weatherman. If you want to just sit on the couch, this is the sheet to have, where it's literally every game, every time, every network. They even give you the announcers. The only problem is I started to try to look for which teams were on a bye based on the numbers and the rankings, and I didn't know which rankings they were using, and I started to get all crossways on the numbers, counting. Okay, 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. What am I missing here? Who's gone? And then I realized I was looking at the AP top 25, not the ESPN top 25.
Wow.
And I think there's a third top 25 as well. So that definitely messed me up. But you know what? People, will you please allow for better printing for those of us who like to print stuff, for God's sake?
I'm the same way.
Okay.
I like to print, have it in my hand to read it. I don't like reading it on this or even on the computer.
Okay.
And have to go back to it. I'd rather have it in my hand.
And then, because of that,
Dave, I'm a printer.
You are a printer. Look at that. Look at that big folder full of stuff right there. I love it, with notes on it as well. Then, because I had realized that I've gotten quite loose with my ability to rattle off exactly how the playoff works, I'm like, I better print this out and refresh myself on the way it works. And I'll give the collegefootballplayoff.com website full credit because they have a PDF that you can print. That is very nice. It's a good graphic layout of the bracket. It explains
and
the
it's
rules.
It's in color.
It's in color?
Yeah.
Exactly. The top four teams in the selection committee final rankings. And we've got three more of these. So you've got after this week, after the rivalry week, and then one more after the conference championships. Mm-hmm. Three more committee meetings. They will rank the teams 1 through 12. The top five conference champions in the rankings get the top five seeds. If any of those top five conference champions are outside of the top 12, then they'll be the 12 seed. They'll get in, but they'll be the lowest seed in the bracket. Then teams 1 through 4 get a first round bye. The remaining teams that are ranked by the committee, that's 7 through 12, they'll be seeded 5 through 12 based on their final ranking. The first games of the weekend of December 19th and 20th on Friday and Saturday. Then it's New Year's Eve and New Year's Day for the quarters. And then the semis are January 8th and 9th. And the championship is not until January 19th.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, they make it. It's long, man.
It's a long road.
And that's why when I hear people discussing the stuff about the players, I'm like, look how long this stuff has gotten. Look how they are as long as them.
It's like a pro season.
The pro season.
Right.
And you mean to tell me they not supposed to get anything? No. Nah.
Well, at this point, so like if you're going to knock Ohio State, A&M, or Georgia for doing cupcakes or Alabama cupcakes before their rivalry game, just remember, many of them will have a conference championship game, and then they've got to grind their way through the bracket.
Through the playoffs.
If they're going to make it to January 19th.
And it ends up being about, what, 15, 16 games, basically, for a college person to go to the end?
Yeah, it's a pro schedule.
Could be more, yeah.
That's a pro schedule right there. And speaking of these college games, it's bad enough that it's hard to know where things are streaming on, what channels, because it's always changing. Now it's getting even more complicated because NBC wants to sub-license the rights to the Big Ten Football Championship to either Netflix or Amazon.
Because they're getting paid.
I know.
So we have the deal, we paid, and now we can recoup some of our money?
Yes. We're going to sell off pieces of it.
Hell yeah.
This is crazy. So basically the big networks and the big streamers are starting to horse trade with each other. Like, okay, do you want to buy this? Okay, we'll buy that. You buy this. This is over here. We own that. Da 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 da.
Yeah, basically they are making partnerships without it being a partnership.
Yes,
that's what they're doing. So we can work better in different entities. So you buy up all this, about all this. Now we work together. We make all the money.
I guess so.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, when does it all settle down? It all settle down?
It's
never going to settle down.
It's a race, man. Okay. Like you see the commercial where they're trying to chase the cup, the NBA final.
Oh, trophy. Right.
It's just like that. That's how life is.
Yeah. That doggone sports are just too popular in this country.
Very much.
Okay. Quick break. We got our guy at the top of the hour. We got Mike Jones from The Athletic. And then, of course, the governor will make his picks. I also have my rundown, my handwritten rundown of the NFL games.
You got different colors and all.
Oh, yeah. I take this very seriously. So seriously that when I was handwriting these games, I forgot the biggest one of the weekend, which is Colts at Chiefs, where the Chiefs are 3.5 at home against the 8-2 Colts.
I mean, they're only
Indiana
getting 5.
Jones.
They're only getting 0.5.
Because of the home team getting 3?
Yeah, you normally get 3 at home. So they give them 3.5, they're only getting 5, basically.
I'm a professional Chiefs hater. Even I'm not so sure that I want to bet against them still. I said last week I'm not betting against them. They got handled by Denver. I just feel like there's still something left in the Reed.
Andy got something left.
Something left.
Yeah.
All right. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan, 800-636-1067. On your phone lines as we roll towards the noon hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.